gerne. Arsus Bahar Buchu Koizei. By Dabar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lema. Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai saying, the Torah goes on to tell us the mitzvah of Shemitah. Rashi brings down a chazal from Torah's Kayanim. Ma inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Why does the Torah specify Dabar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai? You don't find that anywhere else. Now, I call him mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs were said by Har Sinai, so why does it have to specify that Shemitah was given at Har Sinai? The Emperor Chazal is coming to tell you that just like Shemitah, all of its clothing, all of its general rules of what they saw, and all of its specifics, the Zikdukera, all of the intricate halachas were given from Sinai, Abkula never called the same as it came from Sinai. Not all mitzvahs do we see the Kolam and Pratim all mentioned in the same place. So there might have been a question that maybe they were given at a later date. So for that, the Torah tells us that just like here you see all of the Kolam and Pratim of Shemitah, and that was all given in Har Sinai, so to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, Agam, some of the Pratim are mentioned later on in Dvarim, don't think for one second that they weren't given in Har Sinai. They were all given in Har Sinai. So if a person may ask a question, good, this is a very good lesson to teach us, but why did it Bedavka teach it to us with the mitzvah of Shemitah? It could have picked any mitzvah in the Torah and say Mahar Sinai, and say all the pratim of that mitzvah, and say that just like this mitzvah, all of the klolim and pratim are said in Har Sinai, so do everything else. There must be some special connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai that we put them together. That is question number one. Question number two, the evidence is that this Torah now comes out very good according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and Torah's Kahanim holds that all the Klolim and Pratim were said in Har Sinai. But the Gemara in Chagiga Davavim brings down the Das of Rabbi Shmuel that argues with Rabbi Akiva. And he says that the general rules were said in Har Sinai, but the Pratim, the specifics, they were said later on as in Ayol Mayim. So, what are you going to answer according to Rabbi Yishmael? Why does it say, like Davar Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai, why does it make this connection between Har Sinai and the Mitzvah of Shemitah? So the Chidor and the Sefer Pnei David brings down that the Mitzvah of Shemitah be a Seder. What is the central lesson of Shemitah? You're talking in Hashem. A person, he's on vacation for a year, and still he ends up with the same parnassus. So he imbibes in himself, he absorbs in himself the lesson. I didn't work for a full year, and after all is said and done, I'm not missing anything. The Shema Minoah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives me all of my need. And even when I do work, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm the same, you know, I'm the same thing. I had parnassus. Somehow or other, Hashem gave the parnassus. Shema Aminah, what I do is only his status. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. When a person ingrains himself with this limud, when a person absorbs this limud, teich, teich, and he realizes everything's from Hashem, it gives him extra chesed to do the rest of the mitzvah. Other times, a person says, you know, do this mitzvah, it takes some time. Take some time for work, what's going to be with my parnas? Shabbos, you know, Lamaish, I'm losing money on the deal, I could have done work on Shabbos. Because they eat in Latayra, that's time off. I can't, you know, be handling with my business. Or whatever the mitzvah is, there's always that doubt by people, well, maybe it's going to take away from my parnas. But the fact that you see Shemitah, a fellow has a full year to engross himself in this inyan, and he absorbs the inyan, that having some HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives him the kayach to do all the other mitzvahs that were said at Har Sinai. That is the special connection. And that's why the Torah picked Shemitah to associate with Har Sinai. Could have picked other mitzvahs. But Shemitah, more than anything else, it implants in the person the Amunah and Betachon and Hashem. And that way he's not going to question, oh, what's going to be if I don't keep Shabbos, my Parnassah. What's going to be? I go to Minyan every day. It takes a while till they finish. I'll be late for work. I won't be able to be on my computer. All these questions are answered. Shemitah answers all this. And Shemitah enhances. mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs that were given in Har Sinai. So the Chidor teaches, by Davar Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai. Hashem spoke to Moshe b'Har Sinai over how is a person going to have the achilus in the kind of mitzvahs that were said at Har Sinai. If you always question, it might take away from his parnasa. It says the mitzvah Shemitah right afterwards. Shemitah is megala on all the mitzvahs at Har Sinai. Hashem takes care of you. You don't have to worry about a thing. Anybody know any person that because he keeps Shabbos, he loses parnasa? Everything's needed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. If you do the Maimer Chazal, Ein ben choyrin elo misha oisik batayu. Who is a true free person? Someone that's oisik in tayu. So, the way we picture this Maimer Chazal is talking about the Koyul Yungaman. And he's the only one that's free because he sits and learns tayu a whole day. That's true freedom. But other people, they work their Meshuvah to their work. But the Emes is, is talking about a regular balabas as well. Chazal was telling us over here very deep as that. How can you tell? A working man could be a slave to his job, or a working man could be a free man who's in control of his life. How can you tell if a person is a slave to his life? He's an eved. He's a slave to his malacha. He's an eved to his malacha. Or he's a ben chayrin. He shall eat it betayim. After a day's work, he comes, he's kaveh to Matayra, he comes to Shiurim, he has a chavrusa, that shows that he's a free man. He's not meshuvah to his malacha. On the other hand, the person that's not able to be kaveh, because he's so orangutan in his malacha, and he's worried that that extra hour or two that he's going to be with a chavrusa by his shir, he's going to lose parnasa, that is slavery. That's not a ben chayr. Ain ben chayr in Elam Yishai Tzikvitayr, again. Not only going on the Kailu first, it's an update. Are you a Ben Chayrin? The simit to that is that you kaveh to my Chayrin. You have a Chavrusin, you go to a Shir. That's a sign of freedom. But one that's not able to do that is because he's so mature, I gotta do my work after that. You know, today people bring their offices home with them on their smartphones. I'm mature to that, I can't go to a Shir. That's emesdik slavery. Ain Ben Chayrin when he's oisik the Chayrin. The one that's Isaac and Terah shows he's not a slave. I saw a very beautiful pshat. Another pshat, in Ma'ini Shemitei Tohar Sinai. The Sefer Oitzer Achayim brings down B'Shem the base David. Ma'ini Shemitei Tohar Sinai, what is the special connection between Shemitei and Har Sinai? He says a very nice pshat. The Rashba in the Sefer Shabbat asks a question. The Gemara says over there, Hashem forced the mountain on top of them like a big vat, like a big keli. And he told them, if you'll be makabel the Torah is good, then lav and if not, someday hurazka. The Rabbi asks a question, if that's the case, we were forced into it. Mikan Moidor Rabbaloi rises. This is a declaration we were forced into it. So why are we held responsible if we don't keep the Torah when we were forced into it? And for the Gemara, Hodr Kiblu Habimei Achashverosh. The times of Achashverosh, they re-accepted the Torah with simcha and with willingness. Shenema Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Kimu, they reaffirmed Masha Kiblu Kvar. So the Rashi asks a question, but wait a minute. Why is Bayis Rishon destroyed, and why were they chased out of their land during Bayis Rishon? The Kimu V'Kimlu did not happen until Purim, which was after the 70-year Golus Vadav. But until then, they were living with this time, and we were forced into it. So why were they chased out of the land, and why was the Beit HaMikdash destroyed? At that time, they still had the Taina, Mikan Maidor Rabbalai Raisa. We have a claim we were forced into it. Dr. Rashba, Enoch Inami. They were not chased out of the land because they didn't keep the Torah. On that they had a taina. We were forced into it. However, Lamaisa Eretz Yisrael is a special bonus given to those that keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, you can't have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael months. You want to live in my land, you got to keep the Torah. So forget about your Kabbalah. Good, your Kabbalah was not a Kabbalah. Right? You were forced into it. Oh, you were given a special prize called Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Tevea. If you
my land. So it wasn't retired because of their kapala that they were chased out. It's because Eretz Yisrael cannot be soluble people that don't keep the Torah. Eretz Yisrael and Torah go hand in hand. You don't keep the Torah, you're not going to get that special bonus because Eretz Yisrael is going to spit you out. That is the Indian of Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai. We tried Har Sinai itself. We could have had a diner. We were forced into it. Kofalem, I put his baruch with the Har Kigigas. He picked up Har Sinai and he forced it upon us. So we had a very good diner why not to keep the mitzvahs. But Shemitah, that is a mitzvah that Eretz Yisrael demands of everyone that lives there. And we were talking chased out because we didn't keep Shemitah. Shemitah fills in for the time of the Kabbalah HaTorah Har Sinai. If you're going to come with the time that we were forced into it, Shemitah is the answer. Eretz Yisrael, the holy land, does not tolerate one that doesn't keep the mitzvahs. And especially the mitzvahs HaKuyos Va'aretz, especially Shemitah, which is such a yisoid in the life of the Yid. Al-Tikach Me'itoy Neshech V'sarvis. You may not take interest from your brother. You should fear your God. And let your brother live with you. Let him live. Man, he's alone. Be mechaya. Help him. Don't take advantage of him. This Isra of Ribbis is a tremendously chomerdik Isra. Ad kidei kach that Chazal said, the Medrash Agod in Shemois, Amal the Beribis ain't a come to Tchias HaMeis. If someone is Amal the Beribis, he will not get up at Tchias HaMeis. You have to understand, what is the chayma? Why is this so chomerdik? Good. You know, it is an Isra Eino Hinami. But what is it that's so chomerdik about it that Ad kidei kach, he will not get up by Tchias HaMeis? There's two very nice pshatim over here. The Chliyakar says, if you look at the pasuk over here, it's Mashmah, it's only talking about lending ribbons to a poor man because he can't afford it, but to an Asher it wouldn't be a problem. But in Mishneh Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, it says the Feirish over there, La'anokri sashich u'la'achicha lo'i sashich. La'anokri, you're allowed to give that, you know, lend al-neshech with ribbons, but not to your brother. Here it doesn't say a poor person. Any brother. You're not allowed to lend out to. What is the reason? Zok to Klayakar? Because the person that lends money beribis, he is removing the inyan of emuna from himself. Because ribis is sure money. Ribis, you don't need that much betachin for. You own the money, you're lending out the money, profit will automatically come in. So, it's different than a regular business deal. Buy a regular business deal, you don't know. You know, you're taking the risk. The shaykh, yeah, the shaykh could be successful, but the possibility always exists. You're not. I'd rather the bigger the risk, the bigger the gain. So you're risking your money there, and then you have to come on to Ketam Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, please help me. Make sure that this business deal is a good deal. You have your betachin in Hashem. But a fellow that lends money, beribis, that is sure profit. And in Eli, you're taking on a venture. You don't have to be Vaiteir Vashem. And people make a career out of that. Oy vey, a person gives up his bitachin. That is a terrible thing. Dr. Kliyakar, this is why you're allowed to lend money to a guy beribis. Because by a guy, you're taking a risk. Chances are the guy's not going to pay back or he'll beat you up or whatever he'll do. So there you still have to have your bitachin and Hashem to get the money back. So over there, the Torah allows it. Lanochi Sasha. Right? But to a Yid, you're not allowed to do that. Because you know you're going to get your money back. And the Yid is an honorable fellow. You know he's going to pay you the ribbis. That is not taking a risk. And then you don't have to come on to Hashem for that. You don't have to daven to Hashem for that. But by a guy, you're taking a big risk. You know, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer never had a son. Chosher the son. His name was Yosef, Reb Yosef, who didn't want to make a living from being a Rav. So he was a businessman, and he once lent money to a guy, and he drove his horse and wagon to the guy's house to collect the money, and the guy stabbed him while he was on the wagon. The Derech Neis, the horse turned right around and rode him back to his house. The Derech Neis, but he was killed. By a guy, you never know you're going to get your money back. You're taking a big risk. So you're Vaiteir Vashem over there. But by a regular yid, it's a kind of a business that you don't have to be totally your bitachin by Hashem. Giving up your bitachin, that's a terrible, terrible avlum. I say shahoya, the Baal Megala Amukais, was nothing up to Shapiro, they had tatted the Kodesh Lebracha, was a rub and crack out, cooking. And one day he decided he doesn't want to be the rub, he wants to give up his rabbanis. And he went over to the heads of the Kehillah and he says, he's officially resigning, effective within a few days. The states of the Russia Kehillah, they were shocked. You know, he came without warning. And where are they going to get a rub like the Megala Amukais? Mice, a few days later, they were already expecting him to give the goodbye to Russia. The safe level was he came over to them, he changed his mind. He's staying as a rub. And he explained to them what changed his mind. But the Torah came before him that Mamas changed his mind. What happened? There was a wealthy man and there was a baker. They both came to a Din Torah. The wealthy man was being Tevea, the baker. What happened? They were friends as children. And in their shir, the baker was the biggest Batuian, and he was a Masmid, and he was a Lamdin, or whatever. This wealthy man did not take the fact that his old friend from Yeshiva, who was such a lamdin, spends his whole day baking and working hard. He doesn't have anything. He learns during the day, but nothing can be his kaychus. He should be an Adam Gadol. So he maybe suffers a bull and deal with him. He'll support him, he'll sit and learn a whole day. And the baker was mekabel the deal. And then a short while later, a couple of weeks later, the baker told the gvir, sorry, he has to break. Deal. The rich person, he held that it was a good deal for both of them. To put you within favor. The Megala Amukais turns to the baker and he says, you're able to sit and learn a whole day. Why in the world do you want to break the deal? The baker said, he says, Kolzman, I was working on my own and I have to sell my chalas. I was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me parnasah. And my davening was mamish, and my music is davening. I felt connected to Hashem. But now that my panosa comes easy, I felt a tremendous yurida in my connection to Hashem. Because I don't have to mamish beg him, because I have it mamish there in front of me. And the male, I want to back out of this deal. What the Megala Amukais pasken, I don't know. But he said, such a city that has such tremendous yid, this one wants to support David. And the other one doesn't want it because he feels he's losing his connection with Hashem. He says, I can't leave such a city. I want to buy it. The Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the son of the Kodesh Lebracha, says another shot in the Isra of Rivas. And he says it based on something that he says by Shiluach HaKain, that we already mentioned in the past. He says, by Shiluach HaKain, the Torah tells us, don't take the mother with the children. Why not? If you're allowed to check birds, why does it make it worse if the mother's with the children? Right? And if you send away the mother and you take the children, you're going to check them also. But what is the avla in taking the mother with the children? Dr. Yosef Chaim, how is it that you caught the mother? How do you catch a bird? A bird flies away right away. The reason why you caught the mother is because the mother did not fly away. And why didn't she fly away? Because she has Rachmanis on her little birdies, and she's hovering over them to take care of them. That's why she didn't fly away when you tried to take her. So what are you doing? You are utilizing the Rachmanis of the mother, and you're taking advantage of it for your own purposes, and now you're going to shech the mother because she has Rachmanis on her children. That is a tremendous Achzorius, and that's the Torah asks. Dr. Yosef Chaim, when a person comes to you for a loan, to the Zion. I have to come out to someone, please, could you lend me money? The fellow's desperate. The fellow obviously doesn't have any parnasa. He's destitute. Now he has some opportunity maybe to invest in something, or maybe he partially has to buy food for his family. You could do a tremendous chesed by lending him the money. And what are you doing? You are taking his situation of being destitute, of being impoverished, and you are taking advantage of it for your regular profit. That is the greatest achzorius possible. That's the chumriyus dikeiser. Ad kedei kach, Einer kommt mit Tiers Hameisim, he does not get up by Tiers Hameisim. Second parish is Bukhukhoi Zay. In Bukhukhoi Zay Tei Leich, that's the choice I tishnu vasisa myzom. It says, when Masafi Gishmeichem Be'ita, I will give you your reign in its time. V'nosna ha'aretz yivua, and the earth will give its produce. The Eitan saw the Yitin period. So the Kadmonim ask a question. The Torah speaks about physical schar. Physical schar. I'll give you your rains, I'll give you your produce, the trees are going to give their fruits. Why doesn't the Torah speak about Olam Haba? Why doesn't the Torah speak about Olam Haba? It only speaks about physical gain, same thing of Ahoyim, Shemaya, and Kriyashna. Why doesn't the Torah speak about Olam Haba? So there's numerous reasons given by the Kadmonim. The Rambam says that the emes is, it's not proper b'chol to mention any schar on the Torah. It's not really proper to mention any schar on the Torah. Why? Because it looks like you're trying to entice the person to keep the mitzvah. It shouldn't be that way. It's the biggest covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah, that he gave us his mitzvah to keep. That's the biggest covenant. That's the biggest privilege for us. So that the Torah should have to entice us by telling us about schar. That is not proper. Either rather, the kasha is just the opposite. Why is the schar of Olam Hazeh written in the Torah? That the Rambam says, because this is the etzem naschar. What's written in the Torah is, if you keep the Torah, I'm going to give you the wherewithal that you're not going to have any hindrances in keeping the Torah. A lot of times the person has the daigam parnos, the guy has this problem and that problem and that problem. But that the Torah tells us, if I see you, Be'emes, keep the Torah, and you're Amelim HaTorah, I'm going to take away any daigam from you. That was said before. You can have everything you need. This is not the schar. This, the Torah is telling us, you're not going to have any hindrance. The emes because schar, the Torah doesn't have to speak about it. It's not proper to speak about it. Hashem has to convince us to take the Torah to be the biggest cover for us. But why does he mention the Gashmi Zikin Yonim? Because it's Gashmi Zikin Yonim that usually hold us back from keeping the Torah. Hashem promises us we're going to have it. Ibn Ezra says another reason why Olam Haba is not mentioned. Because the Torah was meant for everybody. And one in a thousand people maybe have a little bit of a hasogya of what the Ruchnius Dick of pleasure is up there. About Geshem, about Chaymer, a physical creature cannot understand what's going on up there. And since most people are not holding on the Madreg of understanding, the Torah does not speak about Olam Haba. It speaks about things that we can understand that about Geshem, a physical creature can understand. And he quotes a Chazal, even the Nevi'im, when they said about the good things that can happen to Klal Yisrael, they weren't talking about Olam Haba, they spoke about the Emes of Mashiach. But Olam Haba, Chazal say, Ayin Lo Yirasa, even the Nevi'im did not have Hasag of what's about. Hashem, if he said the Torah does not speak about Olam Haba, that is beyond our understanding. The Ramban and Rabbeinu B'chaya both say a different reason. They say that the schar ruch, the schar that the neshama gets from mitzvahs are not a chiddush. The mitzvah is a spiritual thing. But the neshama is a spiritual creation. And Olam Haba is a spiritual world, so that we're going to get schar and Olam Haba, the Torah doesn't even have to say that. That's not even a chiddush. The chiddush HaTorah is, if we keep the Torah, Hashem will control Teva based on the spiritual Torah. And that's Eilach HaNeis Gadol Mizeh. What does the spiritual Torah have to do with the rains coming and going? That if we keep the Torah, there's going to be rain. And if we don't keep the Torah, Hashem is going to take away the rain. How does the Ruchnius that can think control the Gashmius that can world? That's Lamayim and HaTeva. So that's the Torah has to tell us. That the Hashem is going to have a spiritual Hanah in a spiritual world called Olam Haba, Pshita, the Torah is Ruchni, the Torah is spiritual. But that it has the koyach of controlling when it's going to rain and when it's not going to rain. If there's going to be Parnassah or not, that already is Shalai the Torah to tell me that is a chiddush. And finally, Rabbi Nisadya Goyim, in his Sefer Amunas V'Deyah, says that the reason why the Torah has to tell me about the Gashmi is the Ketayelis. It doesn't speak about Olam Haba, is because before Mount Torah, the Goyim and even Yid were Oydah Voydah Zara. And they did special Avodahs to arouse the powers of the world, the powers of the world, in order to get a physical Tayelos from it, in order to have Atzlacha for the Guf. But after the Torah is given, they're not allowed to do that anymore. Not allowed to be Oydah Voydah Zara. You're not allowed to address other powers in the Bria. You're only allowed to address HaKadosh Baruch. So for that, the Torah has to tell us. And even though now you're keeping the Torah, and even though now all of those things are usher, don't you worry about it. You're going to get all of the Gashmis that can Tayelos, and then even more. You're going to get Tayelos that even the Avodah Zarah was not able to give. Right? But for Chayei Olam Haba, it's not necessary for the Torah to tell us that. The whole purpose of the Torah to tell us about the Schar and Olam Hazeh is only to tell you, don't think that you're going to lose all the Gashmis that can benefit. If you can't be Oyvind Avodah Zarah, you're going to have more Gashmi as it can benefit. But the Ruchni as it can benefit, there's no Havamina that the Avodah Zarah gave that to them. The Melo, there is no need to speak about that. On the Nosati Gishmeichem B'itam, I'll give you your reigns in their time. Rashi says, Yishor Shein Derech B'nei Yodim Losseis. At a time when people don't go outside, you're going to Lele Shabbos. The Yalkut HaGereshuni, I might have mentioned this years ago, Yalkut HaGereshuni brings down a pshat b'shem, Ruget Germet. I guess it was a chosh of Yid in his time. Yalkut HaGereshuni was a rav, his name was Ruget Stern, he was a rav in Hungary, you know, in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He brings down this pshat. The Gemara in the time of Chabdalan of the days brings down Rav Chanina ben Dois, the great tzaddik, was walking on the road, and all of a sudden it started raining. Rabbeinu Shalom, Kova Olam Benachas, everybody is in their houses, they're enjoying themselves. Rabbi Hanina B'tzar, Hanina's in Tzar now, it's raining. The rain stopped. He got home, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, the whole world is in Tzar because they need rain, and I should be sitting here comfortably. It started raining. So Rabbi Yosef said, what good is the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol in comparison to Rabbi Hanina? The Kohen Gadol used to be misfollowed when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Used to be misfollowed. Do not allow the tefillahs of travelers to come to you. Because the traveler is always davening, it shouldn't rain. Don't allow it to come to you. But here you see, Hanina B'Daisa says, oh, the Venezuelan Ambitar, it's raining. Rain stops. Goes back inside the house, rain starts again. The tefillah of the Kohen Gadol would not be able to stop Rav Chanina ben Dais. Shtelt of the Kash, over here it says in Bukh Kaisai Teleich, that everyone's going to be keeping the Torah to perfection. Sorry about that, all Yidden are going to be Tzadikim, and it's going to be Mekuyim, the Chazal, Tzadik Gois of Hashem Yisbarach Mekayim. How's it ever going to be able to rain? Every single time, you're always going to find people that don't want it to rain, and they're going to say, Rabbi Yisrael, don't let it rain now. How's it ever going to rain? But for Ashi, the only answer is Leil Shabbos. Everybody's in their house, and nobody's going anywhere. That is a Dover Hashava, a Zman Hashava L'chol Nefesh. When everybody's masking to have rain, that is when it's going to rain. And if Sati Gishmeichem B'Ita, in its proper time, then it doesn't affect anybody's travel, and everybody's masking there should be rain. That is when the rain is going to come. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.